Alright, welcome to the Crass Files members. Adam plugging in here on Thursday night, the 26th of January 2023 for the Night Watch podcast with Adam. Great to be here on deck with the members. Hope you guys are fine. Thank you for your support. It's absolutely fantastic. Can't do it without you. It's been really tough this year on the website and keeping this going, and having the support is just not there. So it's really good to have some members in there, and really does help me to continue here. sometimes it gets aggravating, but we move forward and we continue. And so great to be here tonight for the Night Watch podcast, as always. So a little bit to discuss tonight and cover and go over whatever's in front of me and my thoughts and everything like that. And everything's up on crassfiles.com, of course, and get into the members area whenever you can. There's a great members area in there, and just stay active on the website whenever you can. It's good to have you guys in there, and it makes a big difference. Already moving into February 2023. Last night's podcast is up with Dawn Lester, and if you have not heard that, it's up and active. And just keep in mind, the Crass Files website is quite a large website, so if you're using a small mobile phone to access the website, you know, sometimes you have to scroll down so far to find things and things like that. It was really designed for desktops. So one of the members was just asking me, they were trying to find the Night Watch podcast. It's on the main page. Once you are on the main front page of the Crass Files website, if you just scroll down a bit, you'll see the carousel spinning around with the Night Watch podcast. It says with Adam for members only. But all of that we have put in or loaded into the members area. So if you go into the members area, everything's in there, and it's all packaged nice and neat. If you want to find anything, or you can bring down the drop down menu. It's a blue drop down menu near the top of the website in the bar, and it says members. You can drop down there, and all the members stuff is in there. So you click on Night Watch podcast and it'll bring them all up. If you've missed any, they're all in there, as well as the podcasts and other stuff as well. You can organize your account settings, that's in there as well. So everything running smoothly. Seems to me if there's any problems with you know, people logging in and stuff, it's always a password thing. So everything should run pretty well, which is good. Good to have the Crass Files going into another year in 2023, isn't it? As we move forward, not a lot to cover tonight, just a few things as we go forward. It's Australia Day, of course. Here in Australia, I'm in Sydney on the coast, and it's Australia Day, so we just went to the beach all day, really. Right down, almost with your towel and toes right in the water, it's so hot. Just for most of the day, like everyone else does. So usually Australia Day for people in this country means the beach and barbecues and beers and putting the flags up and stuff like that and enjoying themselves and just being with family and friends. But every year on Australia Day, it gets tainted with stupid fucking morons who want to go and protest in Melbourne, which is a dictatorship under Daniel Andrews. And so there's been some big protest. Now, I didn't follow it. I just saw it on some of the news clips I was looking at. And I don't want to look at it because I know exactly what it is. But every year on Australia Day, these stupid, dumb, zombie zealots come out and complain about white people and complain about the country, the very country that they live in, and that we all are at fault of invading it, and it's our kids' fault. And keep in mind, they live here as well, so they're blaming themselves. So they're too stupid to even work out what's going on here. So we have a bunch of stupid idiots, all this cancel culture mob and LGBTQ weirdos and all this Black Lives Matter and, you know, Antifa kind of shit. They're all doing a big protest in Melbourne. I guess the cops are on their knees, to the Black Lives Matter crew or whatever again. And I'm not looking at anything. I just looked at it this morning and it made me want to puke, but it does every year. And so they're all complaining about the country that they live in and thrive in. And they're blaming everyone in it who's white for invading the country. And it's all our fault for what happened to past Indigenous culture when it had nothing to do with us. And it's not our fault and it's not our children's fault. So that's what they're protesting. They're not protesting against a dictatorship and what Daniel Andrews did to them and trying to get him out of parliament. They're protesting their own country, everybody in it, and themselves who live here as well, because they're too stupid to put two and two together. They're that fucking thick-headed. And the thing that really pisses me off with these stupid fucking zealots is that they live in this country and they enjoy the fruits of this country more than anyone. They eat, they clothe themselves, they drive around nice cars, they use mobile devices, they watch their TVs, they have jobs, they have money in the bank, they go to the shops, they go to the bars, they go to the tennis tournaments, they live this great life, they sip their coffees in their fancy coffee shops, they chat away, and they live this great life all year, and then once a year, once every year, on around this time, near the end of January, 26 today, they whinge and bitch and moan, complain, and go and have protests about all of this that I've just explained to you. So they don't want the fruits that they've been enjoying, so they're going to complain about it, but then for the rest of the year, they go and live it and enjoy it. So they are the biggest fucking mongrel hypocrites that you can ever conjure up in your life. That's what they are. They're just absolute fucking hypocrites, every last one of them. And they're brainwashing their own children, and they're brainwashing their kids in school. And this is what we get. And this is what we get. And it's unfortunate. And you've got this stupid Lydia Thorpe and these greenies out there bitching and moaning and complaining. They're all complaining that European people came to this country and built this country that we know now, but they're all living it up in the country that they're complaining about. You understand? And so they want to cancel it all out. They want to cancel the flag out. They want to cancel the name Australia out. They want to cancel everything about this country out. What I don't understand. What do they want to be left with? You know, and as I've said a million times, if European people never came here, then Australia would be like wild parts of Papua New Guinea. It would be tribal lands. There wouldn't be anything here. These people wouldn't even exist. Their families wouldn't even exist. Their lives would not be here at all. It would be like this. It would be like the Amazon rainforest, where there were tribes. Living their lives. I'm just being honest. That's what it would be like. If Europeans didn't settle here and turn this country into what it is now, then none of us would be here. But this is the thing. These people, what do they want? And the thing is, these bullshit fake abos who say they're, and most of them are not even Aboriginals at all, they've got nothing to do with the true Aboriginal culture of this country, the heartbeat of this nation. They don't have anything to do with them. They're liars. And if they get them into Parliament, which they will soon, they'll just take Australia Day out. So there's these imposters who are posing in this position that they care about Indigenous folk in this country. But they're really just cancel culture people. They're agents, and they've been placed into these positions. They're tormentors, they're shit stirrers, troublemakers. That's what they are. And people in this country just can't see it. That's the thing. So it really defies belief. It is such hypocrisy. It is just so unbelievable. The hypocrisy for me is outstanding. It's outlandish. Here these fucking people are living it up in this country day after day all year, living it up on the fruits of this country, right? They're not concentrating on the real pedophile criminals that are running this country. They don't want them out. They don't care about that, you know? And they live it up every day of their lives, and then once a year now, for some reason, they want to cancel it all out. The very thing that they've been living on. You know, it's like someone houses and feeds you for the whole year and gives you a bed and shelter and loves you, and then once a year you just bite their throat out. This doesn't make any sense to me. These people are fucking ridiculous. Down there in Melbourne, whinging and complaining and bitching about the very country that they live in that gives them all this. But they're not focusing their attention on the real fucking criminals that we need to get rid of and we need to expel. In reality, every single person in this country should be banding together to get these pedophile criminals out of our governments and out of our lives and exposing them. Those people in Melbourne today should be on Parliament steps demanding that Daniel Andrews be fucking hung by his throat. But they're not. They're complaining about the country that gives them life. And whinging. Because, as I said, they're too stupid to understand what they're doing wrong, and they'll never see it because they're too thick-headed. They really are fucking dumb. It is unbelievable to me, and it makes me so... It does make me mad. You know? They live it up for an entire year, and then they turn on everybody and blame all of us while they're still stuffing their faces with food and coffee and living the dream and living and participating in all the activities and all the events and the very lifestyle that now one day a year they despise and blame on white people. I mean, you just can't believe these fucking drongos, these assholes, these wankers. Who the fucking hell do these people think they are? I mean, they just... I shake my head in disbelief. And of course the Australian mainstream media are beefing it all up and hamming it all up because it's divide and conquer techniques, and then they do it well. They're dividing this country and making everybody infight. Anything to distract people away from what was just shot into their fucking arms. Anything to distract the people away from what was just done to us over the last couple of years. While Mr. Klaus Schwab and we'll cover this more tonight about Mr. Bill Gates walking around in Sydney with bodyguards, that's perfectly fine. You know? The people don't care about the real terrorists, but they're bitching and complaining about this country and everyone in it, and they're in it. You know what I mean? It's like being on a winning team all the time and winning and winning and winning on this team and having this team mentality and togetherness, and then once a year just turn on your own team and call them out. Bunch of assholes, I hate you, I don't want to be in this team anymore, you cause all these problems. And then the next day you turn up like nothing's ever happened. And they're like, what's wrong with Barry? What the hell? Yesterday he just attacked us and turned on us, and now he's turned up and he's acting like nothing happened. This is what these fucking zealots are doing. One day a year on Australia Day, instead of just going out and enjoying the beautiful fruits that this country has to offer and enjoying their family and have a few drinks and a laugh, they're going down there and protesting fucking nothing. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous what they're doing, and they don't see it because they're too dumb. Is incredible to me. It simply defies belief. If you want to do that, focus your attention on the real criminals. For now, start with the media and the government, and then work your way up. You know, because as I said to Dawn last night, I didn't want to go too far, and I don't want to make threats because that's where they're going to get you. I'm just saying that it would be good if, you know, when I looked at the big protests in London, this went to kind of a flashpoint where people were looking like they wanted to get into the BBC buildings because they understand and they identify that that's where the propaganda is being fed out to the people through the TVs, and they are the enemy. If you take them out and these media outlets out, then they can't spread fear and propaganda. So you cut off that. And that's an important thing. I mentioned that about Chile during the Augusto Pinochet a dictatorship from 1972, when it got really bad. Guys in balaclavas would break into the live TV stations when they're live on air, and they would say quickly things into the camera and then bust out the door. Because this was in the movie They Live. People are trying to wake people up from the underground, to tell them that they're being brainwashed through the TVs, to get on the TV from behind the news anchor and say, you're being brainwashed, they're doing this, you know? It's like, how else do you get the message out to people? And when I saw that flashpoint and in some of these protests, and it happened in other countries as well where they were trying to get into the media outlets, this is kind of what you want to see. And I don't think anyone needs to be harmed. I just think that thousands of people need to mob into these TV stations and start stripping all the offices and everything out. Just drag everything out The chairs, the tables, the computer screens, all the equipment, everything. Cups, saucers, pots, pans, chairs, everything, and just drag it all and throw it all on the street. Go into these TV networks, Channel 7 News and 9 News and these Murdoch newspapers, which are in Melbourne and places, and mob in there. The police won't be able to do anything. No need to hurt anyone. Just take everything that you see and throw it all out in the road and set it on fire. You know, that's one thing that people could do. And I was talking about this last night. Plus, turn off the news and stop buying the papers. Completely tune out from it. Millions and millions of people just start turning their back on it. You know, I know that's not going to happen, that mobs aren't going to do this. We're just not there yet. But that's the kind of thing I want to see. Because the media outlets, newspapers and TV outlets, they're being used to spread fear and propaganda. They are the tool of the New World Order system to get to us through the TV sets and the newspapers. When you cut that off, then you cut off that transmission. And then it becomes a hell of a lot harder for this system to get to us. And so first and foremost, they must go. The media. They have to be taken down by the people. Because the government aren't going to do it because they're behind it. You know, and the media aren't going to do it because they are it. And the police are going to protect the media, as I said, because the police are here and the military or whatever are here to protect the media and the governments and the pharmaceutical corporation up to the big bankers. And beyond that, that's what they exist for. The federal police don't exist to protect you, the person, on the street. They exist here to protect the big companies and corporations and money masters and politicians and all of that and the media. It's the military, media, governmental, you know, pharmaceutical, industrial complex. They're all in on the same team, all watching each other's backs. But the media is the way that that they get to people. And no matter what they do, no matter how bad, you know, no matter how bad it gets, they know that in a few days they can just make people forget by putting stuff through the TV and having tennis events and things like that. You know? They know that people will forget so quickly. They can put us through years of hell and then in a few days everyone's forgot because they've got sports and things back. When you control the TV airways, you control people's minds. And it really is an incredible thing. Moving on to tonight's news. So, really agonizing to read just a bit of this, but of course from National 9 News in Australia and all the other cheesy mainstream media outlets, Invasion Day protests across the country draw huge crowds. Okay, now keep in mind, with the actual protests against the lockdowns and stuff, they told the public that they were small crowds, remember? When there were huge crowds. Now with this, they're telling you that there are huge crowds when I'm looking at the video and the pictures and they're small crowds. I mean, I guess they're okay. So thousands have marched in Invasion Day protests in each capital city across the nation to fight for Indigenous rights and for the date of Australia to be changed. What does that mean? Like, what is the point here? I don't understand. Why is that going to make a difference because you change a date? January 26 is formally recognised as marking the date Captain Arthur Phillips raised the British flag at Sydney Cove in 1788. It has become a painful reminder for many Indigenous communities. Sydney protests held on Gadigal land are having huge turnouts, with thousands marching through CBD streets. Of course, just remind yourselves as well when you're watching TV and you're watching these big, massive sporting events live, how they do the they pay tribute to country. Have you seen this now? So they have these big football events, and then they come out before the teams come out on the field, and they pay tribute to the Aboriginal people, and they get some guy to come out and talk about how you're standing on Aboriginal land. I mean, how insulting. I mean, it's like a mockery, you know what I mean? Many protesters are holding signs and wearing T-shirts saying always, always, always was Aboriginal land. What about Palestinian land and Israel? They don't say anything about that, do they? No, they don't care about that, that Israel stole Palestinians' land and have been persecuting and killing Palestinians for how long now? Some indigenous protesters are calling for a no vote on the Voice referendum, demanding that indigenous sovereignty not be granted by a vote from a mostly non-indigenous population. Melbourne's protests were held on Naam land at Parliament House on Spring Street. So they're just wasting their time. And who's organising it? Senator Lydia Thorpe. Now, is she even in the Green Party anymore? Because I didn't think she was a senator anymore. Didn't she get stood down? But she's still a senator. And she's here. I mean, this fucking ratbag lunatic is organising this meeting, and people can't see that this is toxic and has nothing to do with Aboriginal people. I'm telling you, the real Indigenous people of this country that are going to make a difference, they don't want anything to do with these fucking idiots, because that's what they are. And what these people want is it's all this power for cancel culture stuff and to twist our nation into some unrecognizable state where they pervert our children and all of this. That's what they want. So really incredible. Look, these protests are only pretty small to me, to be honest. The one in Brisbane looks tiny. So a bunch of fucking dimwits there with Aboriginal flags who know nothing, who absolutely know nothing. And this has nothing to do with Indigenous people in this country. It's a scam, and they can't see it. They can't see it. So, Invasion Day zealots out in force today. What look like to be pretty small protests are being beefed up by the media because everybody's down the beach and enjoying their country and enjoying their life. They're not really going to worry about these stupid fucking idiots. To be honest, I can't imagine why. Invasion Day. Here again, as I said, these are the idiots who get drunk and drink their coffees and live their lives up in this country all year, and now they turn out in the park at Brisbane to fucking whinge and bitch and complain about something they don't even know anything about. I guess they just want to be seen and heard and be put it on social media. I don't know what's wrong with them. I guess they need their minute in the sun. Now, of course, more distractions taking place, and I've put a couple of articles up on the website today, just to kind of highlight it, but it really is about the art of distraction, and that's what they're doing. They're distracting people away, and we said this was coming, and I knew that 2023 was going to be this... We talked about it. It's going to be this year where they're possibly going to criminalize freedom of speech. But I knew it was going to be this year of distraction. Because look what they just did in the last couple of years. And look what they put into people's bodies. And look what's happening in Davos. And look at their plans. And look what's going on. And these towers going around. So what do you do when all this tyranny is... When the framework of tyranny is being installed all around people, you distract them so they don't see. You know what I mean? And so there's a big drama going on at the tennis in Melbourne, the tennis Australian Open. And what they've done is the Tennis Australia officials, through probably the Andrews dictatorship, have banned Belarus and Russian flags. So people can't wave a Russian flag when Russian tennis players are playing. Russian tennis players are allowed to play in Belarus. They're allowed to play on the court, but people can't support them by waving flags or wearing anything on their clothes or anything. They've banned it at Melbourne Tennis Park in this country. This is how fucking pathetic things are getting. And so Novak Djokovic, who's Serbian, played a Russian player last night, and there was a whole lot of dramas. And the media, this is Yahoo News in Australia, they're saying it's absolutely disgraceful because Novak Djokovic's dad was caught up in this disgusting behavior. And what was he doing? He was wearing a T-shirt supporting Russia. So that, according to the Australian mainstream media, is disgusting, disturbing, and disgraceful to wear a T-shirt.
Okay.
This is what they're doing. Well, this is probably the main one anyway that popped up, and I posted it a bit of it on the website. Just kind of changed the header there to make it better. This one's from the Daily Fail, the Daily Booby Fail. They're saying anyway, what happened was, is they're saying there was this tense moment to go into the match when Serbian fans, they have branded Australian Open officials racist, which they are, for trying to take their flag away because they thought they were Russian. Okay, so Australian Open security guards who have been branded racist, which is what they are, okay, tried to confiscate Serbian fans' flags because they don't know the difference between a Serbian flag and a Russian flag. Of course, Russian and Belarusian flags are now banned from Melbourne Park Grand Slam after some actor used the former to taunt Ukrainian player who was playing during a match. So they banned them. There's all these wild videos there. So the fans said, "You're a fucking racist," saying in the background. Official tells them Russian flags are banned. "It's a Serbian flag," the man says. "Serbia is Central Balkans region in Europe. Do you know what a country is?" This is a Serbian flag that they are wearing around their necks. The security guard, who's part of Tennis Australia at Melbourne Park, doesn't know the difference between a Serbian flag and a Russian flag. This is how stupid and inbred and ridiculously idiotic these fucking mongrel retards are, okay, that work for the system and Daniel Andrews. Then he threatens to call the cops on them. And the security guard abused the fans. So very interesting. Incredible. The Serbian flag has a completely different order. It's completely different. But they don't know the difference. Yeah. So people are waving around Serbian and Russian flags, and these cancel culture communist fucking zealot idiots at Melbourne Park through Tennis Australia don't like it. So they're embarrassing themselves even more. I mean, how bad can the city of Melbourne get after everything that has happened there and everything that has gone on and everything that they did and the police and everything? I mean, how bad can things get there? Now this, it's a shame. It's a shameful, despicable, just ugly and pathetic display of this country that is embarrassing this nation and that place to the entire planet. And keep in mind, that while Bill Gates, a terrorist, because that's what he is, Bill Gates, if that's his name, whatever, if he's an actor or whatever this cunt is, I don't care. This disgusting, filthy ghoul with breasts is walking around Sydney with bodyguards looking at the Harbour Bridge and going into the museum and doing a tour of Sydney. And nobody cares about that. That's fine. The government doesn't care about that. That's absolutely fine. They allow a mass murdering, child killing, pedophile terrorist to come into this country and walk around and do speeches and lie, freely walk around, and that's okay. This guy, Bill Gates, to come into this country, a terrorist and a mass murderer, to come into this country and walk around, yet they ban people at a tennis tournament in Melbourne from wearing a flag and wearing a t-shirt. See? So Mr. Bill Gates with the titties, he's in this country doing speeches, scaring everybody about the next pandemic that he's tallying up, which is obviously going to be either sick people from the jabs that got given or another campaign of propaganda and fear or whatever jabs they got ready. But here he is doing speeches through the Lowry Institute, Zionist Jews, in this country. You know, scaring people about some next fake pandemic. And he is allowed to freely do that in this country without one single problem. And here they are banning flags. How bad can things get in this country? How bad can things get? And the thing is, it's more distraction, see? The media are playing all this up in the background. They're getting you to hate Belarus. They're getting you to hate Russians. They're getting you to hate Djokovic. They're getting you to hate the Australian flag and Australia Day and all of this. They're getting the mob, to hate this person and that person, and they're getting everybody to infight. When the media themselves couldn't give a shit about Aboriginals, they couldn't give a shit about us, they couldn't give a fuck about this country, they don't care about Australia Day, they couldn't give a shit about the tennis. What they are is just a bunch of smart-ass con artists who are just stoking the fire and sitting back and laughing. That's what they are, and we allow it to continue. I put another article up on the website today from XYZ News. The woke corporate collusion, Australian Open has now banned Australia Day. So the corporation in charge of butchering the Australian Open, which is what they've done, and I'll talk about this in a second, the tennis tournament has jumped on the anti-Australian bandwagon, banning the celebration of Australia Day altogether. As movement grows in the sporting world against celebrating Australia Day and this country and just being Australian, and if you're white, tennis officials have made their position clear. Note that there is zero grassroots support for changing the date of Australia, and I can confirm that. This is a completely astroturfed, top-down political agenda being forced down the throats of ordinary Australians. And the media are lighting the fire, and they're playing both fields. They're pretending to be on our side, then they're pretending to be on his side and their side and everyone. The Australian Open organisers will celebrate the women's game and not Australia Day on Thursday, joining a growing number of organisations seeking to avoid conflict over the national holiday. Divide and conquer. But what is a woman? Everybody serves a master. Atheists believe they serve themselves rather than God, but eventually they discover they are only serving the devil. Likewise, the elites can't simply replace Australia Day with an empty day where everybody can just relax. Rather than revering our nation, our folk and our ancestors, we are expected to worship feminism and Aboriginal identity politics. Keep in mind, Aboriginal identity politics aren't or doesn't have anything to do with real Indigenous culture and real Indigenous communities in this country. Which Michael Gunner terrified and cornered and injected with poisons and mRNA shots. Has nothing to do with real communities in this country. This is Aboriginal identity politics run by Lydia Thorpe from the Greens. This is what Australians can't understand. It's all controlled. See, they want a day of pedophiles running around, yeah, on big blow up dildos, guys banging each other in the asses in the streets, you know, feminist butch trolls slobbering all over each other in the streets, you know, and all of this kind of stuff. That's what they want. That's what they want Australia Day to be. A perverted, sick, distorted and inverted display of sickness. That's what they want, you see. They don't want Australia Day. They want to turn it into something sick. That's what they want, because it's woke. And this is why I like Ron DeSantis. He says, you're not coming in this state. Florida is where the woke go to die. It's not coming here, because this is what's happening. They want to distort everything, folks, and that's just the truth. So the Australian Open this year has really embarrassed itself unbelievable with the ball kids and not paying them and all this stuff that's going on, and it's just getting worse. So on the note, amongst the recriminations over male tennis stars being forced to play into all hours of the night, nobody has mentioned the bleeding obvious. Women's matches used to finish by 7 or 8 p.m. so the men could play during prime time and not finish too late. The schedule has been rigged so that women can feature during prime time, forcing the men's matches to start at 9, 10 p.m. or later. After Daniel Andrews' communist dictatorship of Victoria axed its Australia Day parade amid a growing backlash from the athletes about celebrating on January 26, Australian Open officials won't officially recognise the day. See, Daniel Andrews would rather a big parade of guys going down the street bumming each other. That's what he would like to see, because he's a homosexual. Do you know that? He's a poofter, beyond words. And I'd say he's really queer. I absolutely, oh, he makes my skin crawl. And that so-called wife of his, that is a transvestite. I can tell. It comes after the Australian cricket star Ash Gardner declared her opposition to Cricket Australia scheduling the T20 on January 26, a day which she said marked the beginning of genocide, massacres and dispossession, even though she's a rich sports star and lives the lap of luxury in this country. See? These sports stars, they have holiday homes, they have lavish lifestyles, multi-million dollar contracts, they fly around here and there, they have beautiful new cars, they live in the lap of luxury, they have the best clothes, they eat the best food, you know, they go to the best gyms, they look after their bodies in the best way. They get everything handed to them on a silver platter. But now they turn around and say that they don't want to be part of this country because it's genocide and massacres. You know what I mean? So this has all been debunked. So Cricket Australia are just a joke. And this is the thing, all the sporting codes in this country are all being infiltrated by these lesbian dykes with coloured hair, and they're all really fat. And Rugby Australia, they just destroyed it. And look what happened to the Rugby League last year. They forced one of the top teams, the Seagulls, Manly Seagulls, who were about to break into the top eight, they forced them to wear gay pride colours on their jerseys. Right, to play a game, and half the team's from the Pacific Islands, and it goes against their religious standards and beliefs, so they didn't want to do it. So there was a massive, massive shit show. What happened after that? The team went down the toilet and out of the competition. The coach is gone. The whole thing fell apart. Probably a team that could have gone right through, even won. And if you look at who caused that, it was an ex-player who's a poofter. Roberts, I think it is. And so this is what's happening. And this happened really badly with Rugby Union Australia. The destruction to this code of sport was unbelievable. And when you looked at where it all was coming from, it was from a fat lesbian dyke with weird hair who doesn't know anything about the code or the game, in there on this top position like a big fat crow sitting up there with just destroying the whole thing from the top down. And this is what's happening to all the sporting codes in this country, all the schools, all our jobs. Everywhere that you look, it's being eaten alive, dismantled, broken down and destroyed by wokeness. By these woke retards who are implanted in there and paid to be there to do the destroying. And it's only going to end when we end it. Because it's just going to get worse. The Australian National Anthem will be allowed to be played at the night session at Melbourne Park, but there will be no reference to this country or Australia Day whatsoever. It's incredible, isn't it? This present divisive anti-white hate propaganda and the open sexualization and grooming of children as inclusive as respectful. This is a deliberate cultural genocide of white people. They have moved beyond merely denigrating our reverence for the achievements of our ancestors to openly flaunting the disenfranchisement of native white Australians. A people forbidden to tell their own stories about themselves will struggle to transmit their history and culture and eventually genes to the next generations. Very sad. And keep in mind, don't forget what they did to people at the Shrine of Remembrance in Melbourne. Shot them in the backs. So at the Shrine of Remembrance. So that tells you this new system that's coming in doesn't give a fuck about our forefathers and our fallen. They couldn't give a shit. It's all about getting to our kids, and it's all about over-sexualizing our children, turning everybody perverted and gay, and fucking this country bad. That's what it's about. And turning everything upside down, straight to hell. It's all inverted, because these people are demonic, Satan-worshipping scum. That's what they are. They don't give a shit about whites, and they don't give a shit about blacks. This is about getting to our children. These are pedophiles, and people can't see it. They're going and protesting it today, and they don't even know what they're protesting about. So really sad. This cultural genocide is being coordinated across the entire corporate sector this year, everywhere that you look. They have been very smart about it, giving people the option of taking their day off on a day other than Australia Day. It falls on a Thursday this year, so a lot of people who don't want to change the date will take the Friday off so they can have a long weekend, rather than having to sheepishly call in a sickie on the Friday. They will use this statistic to show community support for changing the date when none actually exists. And see, the thing is, the problem is here is that it's bread and circuses. None of these sporting events would be able to even exist if everybody boycotted them. See, I think after the Australian Open racist, Australian Open officials, because that's what they are, they're racists. See, if you're racist against white people and Serbians and Russians, that doesn't matter. See, that's cancelled out by the media. See, but if you say anything about coloured people or Asians or Jews, you're the worst person in the world. But the thing is, these sporting codes wouldn't exist. They can't exist. If we don't pay into them, That's the thing. So here you have a tennis tournament where they're banning people from waving flags and wearing T-shirts, and they're being rude and belligerent to people at the gates, and people are still going in and giving them their money. This is the thing. Daniel Andrews, the dictator, knows this. The queer. He's a queer. He knows this. He knows that it doesn't matter how vicious and brutal he is to the people and what they do. All they have to do is give them bread and circuses. Give them their sports back and let them into the tournaments. Give them their beers back and their hot dogs, and they'll forget all about it. You see? Fuck them over really bad and then entertain them. They'll forgive us. See? Why are people going to this tournament? And the thing is, they need us more than we need them, a lot more. And without people, that tournament doesn't exist. And it's surprising to me that the tennis players themselves don't boycott the tournament. The tennis players themselves should be boycotting the tournament because they banned countries' flags. And not play it. Yeah? And if huge amounts of people don't buy tickets to this tournament, then what do they have? They don't have anything. They don't have a tournament. And I'll tell you this. There's plenty of places in the world that will gladly take this kind of tournament and move it over. You know what I mean? Move it over there so they can get it out of Melbourne. Because this is millions of dollars going in. Millions of dollars going in to this tournament, and they're treating people like this. But people keep going through the gates. People keep going through the gates. So they win. There was this one as well. Should deport him again. Radio host Neil Mitchell takes a swipe at Novak Djokovic. Radio host Neil Mitchell, never heard of him, has taken a public swipe at tennis star Novak Djokovic, who's just killing them. You can see all these jabbed stars. They've just all fallen out. Especially Nadal. Can't even play a game anymore. Calling for the 35-year-old to be deported. Just what for? For being ungracious. So what happened? On Monday night, there was a game between Novak Djokovic and Alex de Minaur, who's an Australian player, and he got his ass wiped. I mean, he got his ass spanked on national TV. It was a slaughterhouse. Okay. And apparently what happened is this idiot Australian player had a go at Novak Djokovic for not getting the jabs a while ago. And Djokovic doesn't really like him or have respect for him. Okay. And because this guy got his ass whipped during the tennis tournament on live TV, yeah, Neil Mitchell, who's on some radio station in Melbourne, doesn't like it, and he's wetting his panties and throwing a tantrum and says he should be deported. I did see some of these. He's from 3AW Melbourne. Just take a screenshot of that. It's a good picture. Neil Mitchell is whining and bitching and wetting his panties on his radio show on 3AW. is throwing a tantrum because Novak Djokovic absolutely destroyed this guy who had a go at him about not getting the jab when that happened and wiped his ass on national TV, and this guy doesn't like it and wants him to be deported because he's winning games. So it was good. I went on social media and looked at this, and comment after comment, I think every comment, I think, and that was on Facebook earlier. I have a fake account because I got banned from there. But almost every single comment was calling Neil Mitchell a fucking idiot, and so did I. People saying they can't listen to this loudmouth ratbag anymore. He's just abusive and an asshole. He's just vindictive and nasty to people now. And who wants to really listen to these wankers on radio anyway? Who's going to tune into 3AW Melbourne and listen to this arsewipe prick complain and bitch and whinge because a superior player beat a guy that can't match up? Novak Djokovic is just superior. And that's it. He beat him, hands down. You want to deport a champion player from the country because he beat an Australian player? You want to deport someone because your boy got beaten? You're a whinging, decrepit fucking fool. And I hope this Neil Mitchell got a whole lot of these jabs, and I hope he gets sick, and I hope he dies. Because these people are a cancer of this country, and I can't stand to look at the shit face. He looks like a face full of shit. So this guy's a fucking putrid wanker. Anybody who tunes into this kind of radio has rocks for brains. And what a sad, decrepit, foolish man. Okay. Everybody's supporting Novak, and that's good. And I'll say, look, if people are going to go into the tennis, wave Russian flags just to get up their nose. No matter who's playing, wear shirts just to get up their noses. Who the hell do they think they are? Who the hell do these officials in Tennis Australia at Melbourne Park think they are that they can ban someone from waving a flag from their home country to support a player or wear a t-shirt? How do they think they can get away with it in this country? It just shows you how desperate and pathetic they are. They really are scum. It's just disgusting. And I said the buck stops with us, you know, because we're the ones paying into it. I really think that after they banned the Russian and Belarusian flags, I think the top players should have got together and boycotted the entire tournament. Look, I know Novak wants to win, and he will win. I can't see anyone beating him. And I know they get paid a lot of money, so they're here to get that money. This is a business for them. It's a job. But, I mean, I really think that this tournament now needs to be boycotted. I think that it's a shit stain. I think that the Australian Open is a joke. And I think there's bigger and better tournaments all around the world taking off, and who would gladly take this kind of presence and money. So I think paying into Melbourne, Australia, and paying into these Tennis Australia officials who have just done nothing but to destroy this tournament, and I think it's just not worth it anymore. And I think people are wasting their money going into this tournament. I think people should turn away from those gates. And I would have liked to have seen the players boycott the tournament as well. Hopefully if some Russian players go through, lots of the crowd can come in together and wave the flags. We would all like to see that, you know, and just ignore them. Because they have no right to tell you that you can't wave a flag or wear a shirt. That is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, they have just shown the world in Melbourne that it is a fucking tyrannical fucking nanny state to be doing that. That is absolutely ridiculous. While Bill Gates walks around in Sydney unfettered, you know, it's completely fine for him to just stroll around the streets and look at the Harbour Bridge and the Sydney Opera House today, and not a problem. But they do that because people are waving a flag. You can see how twisted and unbelievably pathetic things have become in this country of Australia, which is very, very sad. But make no mistake, The whole thing, all of this, is to distract the people away from the real criminals and what they are doing and what they have done and what they're going to do, what their plans are. They're distracting us all the way. They're keeping us in a bubble where we live in this fantasy world like a soap opera, and we live inside this soap opera world, and inside this big TV. That's where we're all living. And they're keeping everybody in here while the real stuff gets done. You know, while we all get stabbed in the back, we get used, abused, and sacrificed for the greater good of this satanic beast system. And I don't know when people are going to wake up and get it. I hope they do. I hope they do. But I do know that the media are trying to beef up the numbers of this ridiculous, idiotic Invasion Day protest today, trying to make it like thousands and thousands were on the streets. When I look at the pictures, it wasn't. We'll chat again soon. Take care, guys. Back again soon.